Welcome to episode 291 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we start our two-week celebration of the different facts and knowledge covered in the first 300 episodes of the Daily Brainwave by playing the 7 Degrees of Separation game. Let's get it started by seeing what the ancient African city of Timbuktu has to do with the dictionary author and spelling bee creator, Noah Webster. Noah Webster, you may recall from episode 95 of the Daily Brainwave, was truly one of the most underrated yet highly influential founding fathers of the United States of America. Not only did he help frame the U.S. government during its fragile early years, he was the one who created American English, single-handedly. Now, the founding fathers were pretty cool, but they certainly had their major, major flaws. One of the most notable flaws was the creation of a supposedly free country where hundreds of thousands of humans lived in the bonds of slavery. Check episode 72 of the Daily Brainwave for more info on that one. The slave trade in the United States had a long history even before the Revolutionary War. But many of the first Africans who arrived here in the colonies in the early 1600s did not come as slaves, but as indentured servants. One such person was Anthony Johnson, who was forced from his home in Angola in the 1620s. Angola was turned into a Portuguese colony, with early attempts to control the native peoples dating back to the 1600s. While they were definitely imperialist invaders, the Portuguese really didn't have the ability to assert themselves in Angola, which won its independence in 1975. Angola went on to join the United Nations, which, of course, is the non-governmental body that classified Askia's tomb in Timbuktu as a World Heritage Site in 1988. Learn more about Askia and Timbuktu back in episodes 238 and 239. Thanks for tuning in to episode 291 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you found us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And tune in tomorrow as we connect dark wizards and northern France.